before Shabbos, we discussed the din that appears in the Mishnah and Brachas, that if a person wakes up before sunrise, within the last 35 minutes or so, before sunrise, there's a hiddur, lechatchila, to recite Kriya Shema. You can't just say Kriya Shema, you have to say Brichas HaTorah. Then you say three parashas of Shema, then you can go back to sleep and wake up for the regular minyan. That's the earliest time you can say Kriya Shema. Mashiachar is Chavero, and it says in the Mishnah that that's preferable to do like that if you happen to wake up. When is the latest time? So the Mishnah has a concept, an institution of Sovzman Kriya Shema. You can't recite Kriya Shema after the first fourth of the day. There are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. How do you calculate the first fourth of the day? Do you go from sunrise to sunset? That's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. That's the common opinion that we accept today. The Sozma Kriya Shema today was approximately 9:15. So even if you wake up late and you're not ready to start davening yet, it's 10 after 9, so you got to hurry up and say Birchas HaTorah and say Kriya Shema, then daven the rest of the davening later. And then the other opinion is that you don't calculate from sunrise to sunset. The Morgan Avram's opinion is, based on Mishonim, that you calculate the day, the one quarter of the day, from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKachovim. Usually turns out to be something like 45 minutes or 40 minutes or so before the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. If a person missed Zman Kriya Shema, he woke up late, or if a person said Kriya Shema in the morning, he just woke up at 10 after 7 and says Kriya Shema. So the question is later on, does it make sense that he should recite Birchas Kriya Shema? So the Mishnah says explicitly that even though the person missed the Zman Kriya Shema, he said Kriya Shema before, earlier, whatever, the din is that lo hipsed abrachas. He can still recite the brachas later on. Is this permissible l'chatchila? Is it okay to daven at a 9:30 minyan on Shabbos morning? I'll wake up at 9 o'clock. I'll say Kriya Shema before the davening, and then we'll daven, and I'll say the Shemone Esrei before the first third of the day. There's a concept of sozman tefila, and I'll say the brachas Kriya Shema later. Is that acceptable l'chatchila? Is that only good b'diavad? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to present it that it's even okay l'chatchila. And in the yeshivas, everybody knows that Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik thought otherwise. Chaim thought that that's only b'di'evit. L'chatchila, more correct is that you have to say Kriya Shema, say the Abrachas. So it's not proper to daven at such a 9:30 minyan on Shabbos morning. And if the only choice is there's only one minyan in town at 9:30, so Rabbi Chaim felt that it's preferable to daven b'yechidus and to say Kriya Shema b'zmana, I'll say the Abrachas, rather than to say Kriya Shema before the davening, and to say the Birchas Kriya Shema later. One of the most outstanding Talmidim of Rabbi Saul Salanti had three outstanding Talmidim. So the one who was strongest, the three who was strongest in Musar, the one who was most outstanding in learning was Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, Rabbi Yitzchak Lepetaburger. He was the rabbi in St. Petersburg. He wrote a sefer that's called Pri Yitzchak, Shadis and Chuvas, beautiful Chuvas. He has a long Chuvah where he says the same as Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, they were contemporaries. The more correct is to recite Kriya Shema, I'll say the habrachas rather than to say Kriya Shema before the davening, to say the brachas later. Have a nice day.